Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Joe Cocker brings us back, Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, now a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, economyblog.ncpa.org. Right, Bob? That's how they can find your blog?
That's right.
All right. And or just Google Bob McTeer and M-C-T-E-E-R, and you'll find all his stuff wherever it is. Bob, I've been a big detractor of the Fed's policies, and you've heard me say this, because it seems to be awfully one-sided. It seems like the Wall Street is doing great in a time when I don't think they deserve to be doing great. I think corporate America's profits are on the back of the unemployed. I think they laid off more people than they had to, and they're creating casualty lists of the people that they're working. I think that they're being propped up by the Fed. If you don't believe that, then look at what the stock market does every time the Fed twitches toward easing. I think that if the Fed ever slashed their easing, the stock market would tank and the economy would go back into a recession. I don't like that kind of tail wagging my dog, Bob. What, am I wrong?
I'm not sure whether you're wrong or not, but what the Fed has been responding to is something that I think would have almost surely plunged us into the second Great Depression in 2009. It's been dealing with extraordinary circumstances. And what you say about the relative prosperity of big business versus the common man may be true, but it wouldn't be helped if the Fed let the corporate sector go under, or let the financial sector boom. I mean, you can't help
the
little
guy
by hurting the big guy.
I agree with that, but why isn't there more parity? Why isn't some more of that $85 billion a month? Why isn't more of that getting down to Main Street? That's what I don't understand.
Well, they're just buying bonds. What's the reason it hasn't stimulated the economy more than it has is because the banks are still being attacked, and they're still paying for past sins, and so they're hoording bank reserves
by the Dodd-Frank bill.
By everything. Look at J.P. Morgan. They just paid a huge fine for the London Whale thing, and then the press this morning is saying they still may be indicted for it. So they've made losing money a crime.
Yeah.
There's no evidence that they did anything wrong. They just made a bad judgment on some derivatives and lost a bunch of money. And they still
fine. Profit. Well, the crime, though, Bob, is if they lose money and expect the government to bail you out. If we don't have too big to fail, then there's no crime.
In terms of J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan helped the government bail others
out.
But
the class they're in, the category they're in, got bailed out.
And so did a lot of other banks. You know, the TARP program had like 700 and something banks participating in it.
Right.
And it ended up making a profit for the taxpayer.
Right. Well, you and I both, as well as anybody, that one of the mandates of the Fed is employment, and they failed at that, haven't they?
Well, they failed to get it down to where they'd like it so far, but I think it's lower than it would have been had they not been making such extraordinary efforts.
Yeah, I agree with your point about. I didn't say that I don't think that they should have gone into this policy. I'm complaining because it's one-sided. It's one-sided, and it's helping people who don't need the help. It's not helping the people who do need the help. And when the other one is so, the Wall Street is so fickle that when it crashes, it will bring the rest of the economy down. The Main Street economy is not being helped by the run-up, and it will be hurt by the fall.
Mm-hmm. Remember, all the Fed can do is buy or sell bonds.
Yeah.
And that has some influence on interest rates and money supply. But
right.
it doesn't have tools to help everybody that needs help.
Quickly, Bob, will Janet Yellen be the next Fed chairman?
You know, I hope so, because I think some of the alternatives would be not so good.
She's your pick. Of the others?
Among the people that Obama would appoint.
Yeah. I got
There's a whole bunch of people that he wouldn't touch that I would.
Of course,
prefer.
You'd be my pick if I were president.
By the way, I'm going to be on Kudlow tonight. You might want to check it out.
Okay, yeah. Okay, folks, check it out. Kudlow on CNBC. Bob McTeer, you'll like that. Thanks, Bob. Take care. Come back soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Bisingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.